You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 218. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, friends. How are you doing? How is your summer going? I hope you are doing well. Well, I wanted to tell you something I had an experience the other day. It's nothing major and profound, but it made me think a lot and I wanted to share it with you. And it happened while I was biking. So if you are not familiar with a triathlon, you have three events, right? You swim, bike, run. Sometimes they're in a different order, but that's the gist of it, right? And a lot of people are really afraid of the swim. And they are like, that is the reason why I would never do one. That's the scariest part. No way. I'm not afraid of the swim. Now, I don't go out and try to be in the middle of the pack or anything like that. I definitely like to stay in the back. But I grew up with the water and playing in lakes and swimming in pools and doing all sorts of things like that. And so I really, really enjoy the water and I feel pretty comfortable. Not super fast or anything like that, but I definitely feel pretty comfortable and confident in the water. Then we have the run. And a lot of people are hate running or afraid of running and don't love it. I don't get it. Like, what's not to love about running? But anyways, that's another one that people are like, no, I would never do this because the running scares me. It's so hard and I could never do those types of things, right? I started running when my Porter was a baby and he is 20 now. So for 20 years, I ran as much as I could in pregnancies. And then as soon as I could after I had a baby. But over the years, I've ran several marathons, relay races, lots of marathons, all those things. I feel alive when I run, right? But then there's the bike. And this is the portion in triathlons that most people are like, oh, the bike, that's my favorite. That's so fantastic. And I thought I would be like that too, because I biked a lot as a kid. And even when I first got married and we just had a couple of kids, I would actually pack up my kids, my two little boys. I would put one on, like I had the bike seat on the back of my bike, right, for one of my kids, and then another kid in a baby carrier, which left a ton of room for groceries. So I would actually bike with my two little boys to the grocery store and go grocery shopping. Like, I like to bike. I think it's fun, all those types of things. That was until I got on a road bike, which is a very different beast. Then all of a sudden, I became very, very afraid of the bike. There are a couple things I was afraid of. Definitely clipping in my feet, that terrified me. I had the brilliant, really not brilliant idea of try clipping in my house first. So if I fell, it would be onto soft ground. It's a terrible idea, by the way. So I clipped in. We have a pretty big room above our garage. And so I thought, this is perfect. Totally fell. Like, you have no room to get in and out and to clip your feet. Totally fell. Luckily, it was on softer carpet, right? Like, that was super scary to me. Another thing that was really scary to me was going fast down a hill. Now, on a mountain bike, I feel like there's meat to the bike. Like, you have big old tires and it's like hardy and it has shocks and all these types of things. And you get on a road bike and it's like this little flimsy 5-pound bike, if that. I don't know how much it weighs, but they're tiny, right? Like, they're super thin. Your tires are thin. Everything's small. Everything's light. And on a road bike, I'm like, this is how I die. And you go so much faster. And so, like, riding fast down a bike has just been terrifying for me. And a lot of times when I'm like, have to go down fast down a hill, like, I am just cramming those brakes. I think I talked about this in the podcast episode with talking about my last recap of my last Ironman with St. George. And I was going downhill, which it wasn't a crazy downhill, this one portion, but the wind was so terrible that I was like, oh, great. Like, I was finally feeling a little bit more comfortable with downhills. And now this side wind's going to make sure I die, right? So, like, a lot of times going downhill, I am just like, please, angels, save me. Please. Like, I'm praying and I am just hugging those brakes, right? Trying not to die. Well, this is the experience I had the other day. So I was out on a ride on my bike. And I have been riding my road bike pretty consistently now for a couple years, right? I think I took last summer off, but other than that. And I don't like having my feet clipped in doesn't scare me anymore. And I can, like, even if I have to stop at stoplights or if I'm stopping, I usually ride a trail by my house. And so if I have to cross intersections, like, it doesn't really scare me anymore. Things like that, I can get pretty good. But anyways, I was biking and I was heading down this trail, and they just did this new part of this trail where it's a really big dip, right? So you have to go down and then come up the hill and whatnot. And I was flying down this hill. And I was like, this is so fun. I am having such a good time. And it was excited and I was thrilling. And I looked down at my speed and I was going over 27 miles per hour. And I was shocked. I have never gone that fast before and thought it was fun. Now, I've gone faster than that before, but it was not fun. It was actually terrifying. So it kind of shocked me that I was going that fast and enjoying the experience and having fun with it. So it made me start thinking about, how did I get to a point where going fast downhill on a bike didn't scare me like it used to? Let's jump for a minute and talk about Alex Honnold. So you may not know him. He is in a documentary called Free Solo. And this is a movie about his attempt to free solo or climb with no ropes El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. This is a feat that had never been done before, and with very good reason. El Capitan is a granite monolith in the United States, Yosemite's National Park, and has been a beacon to climbers for decades. For a time, it was considered impossible to climb because of its 3,000-foot vertical face. So this mountain is impressive. We went there last year, part of our Christmas trip. And so it is an impressive mountain. And so I had seen the movie before we did that. And I thought, oh my gosh, I cannot imagine what this guy was thinking to do this. Anyways, many of us would never attempt anything like that, especially without climbing gear, right? Because of all the things we would be afraid of and all the fear that would come as we were watching this, looking at this, right? We would think about the ways we could die, the way that this could go wrong, and all the things that would stop us from doing it. So how did Alex Honnold get to a point where he did it? He said, I've done a lot of thinking about fear. For me, the crucial question is not how to climb without fear, that's impossible, but how to deal with it when it creeps into your nerve endings. Isn't that so good? It's not how to do something without feeling afraid, but how to deal with the fear when it creeps in. I love the definition of courage. Courage is feeling afraid and doing it anyway. So how did I get to the point where I didn't feel afraid? I didn't. I learned how to be comfortable with the fear. So what fears are you currently facing in your homeschool? Are you afraid you are inadequate or not smart enough to teach your kids? Are you afraid to be with your kids each day? Are you afraid to teach certain subjects? Are you afraid of what other people think or say about you? Whatever fear you are facing, the question is not how to homeschool without fear. That is impossible. But how to deal with the fear when it creeps into your nerve endings. So what do you do when you feel the fear? I want you to get good at feeling fear in your body. What does the sensation actually feel like? Where do you feel it? Take some big, deep breaths and just allow the fear to sit there. You don't need to push it away, but just breathe and sit with it. Then, because when you are feeling a lot of that fear, your body is most likely in fight or flight mode, right? So when you have taken some time to breathe and just sit with that feeling, and your body has had a chance to come out of fight or flight mode, I love to look at, what am I actually afraid of? Okay, what if I'm afraid I'm not smart enough to homeschool my kids? When I am in that logical thinking part of my brain, I can then say, what do I want to do about that? I can learn right along with my kids. I can hire out a tutor or find online courses. I still might feel afraid, but I use my courage to move forward anyway. Is your fear what your family might say or friends? Okay, what do you want to do about it? Maybe this is an opportunity for you to lovingly set boundaries. Will it feel scary? Most likely. But you can feel that feeling and move forward anyway. As we are getting ready for another school year, I want you to be willing to sit with the feeling of fear. Then I want you to address your fears and make plans of how you will overcome them. You don't want fear making decisions in your homeschool because fear makes terrible decisions. But allow yourself time and space to feel the feeling. And then once you've moved past it, then you can use that logical part of your brain to overcome that and to feel the fear and move forward anyway. So I want you to remember that courage is feeling afraid and doing it anyways. So have courage, my friend, and keep moving forward. Hey, friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.